We're in front of my house at Cape Legrand, and we're looking at our standalone power system. They're about 2 metres by 1.5 metres, maybe. Yeah, and there's an array of them. It's probably about 9 or 10 metres long.
And then behind us, the backup generator.
Yes, doesn't shine all the time in Esperance, so yeah, there's a backup, and that starts up in the mornings quite often.
On a cloudy morning like it is today?
Yes, it has been running today. But yeah, it's as long as we have power in the house, that's all that matters.
So when did this get installed? When did you first start being able to use it?
It's probably been running about a month now. Yeah, it was a relief to have proper electricity again.
So tell us why you ended up with this setup.
We're on a spur line that in total length is about 14 kilometres long, and there's really only two customers on it. It was due to be replaced anyway, but when the fires came through and sort of burned it out, Horizon Power sort of had to make the decision as to what they were going to do, so they came to us with this option and asked if we'd like to do it, and we said yes, we'll be part of it.
So why go down this route? Because you did have the option just to have the poles put back up.
Yeah, that was an option. When they came to us, we thought, you know, this could be a good thing. And we just sort of asked as to what we could actually have, if we could actually have a better service than we had before. And so we went from there and looked at options, and yeah, we went with it.
And I understand it came with some pretty good add-ons, shall we say, to the services you had before, like three-phase power in the shed?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was sort of a question that I asked early on. Yeah, and they said it could be done. So, yes, it was done, and it works well.
Now, you're one of five farmers in the region who has chosen to take up this service after the fires, and your mum and dad just down the road were the last to come on to the system. From what you're hearing, I mean, is everybody sort of pretty pleased with how it's gone?
We're happy, and my parents are happy with what we've got out of it. Yeah, there's some down the road. I think they're fairly happy with theirs.
Has it created a little bit of interest from some of your farming mates who are coming over and having a look and saying, hey, we wouldn't mind getting this at our place? Do you think it will grow in popularity now that they have seen it here?
I think if they're given the option, they'll certainly look at it harder, probably, instead of sort of dismissing it outright. Yeah, we're happy with it. Yeah, with it, some farmers say, wow, I wish I had that option. I would be happy to see the power lines go and have what we got. And then there's other farmers that just accuse me of being turning into a tree-hugging hippie or something. So
you're saying that's not the case, Rod?
No.
Do the dollars and cents add up?
There's no difference. We pay the same amount for our electricity as what we paid before.
Having this power on now, you mentioned you've been on for a month. Does it go some way towards recovering from the fire event 6 months ago to have this, you know, normality, being able to not have to switch on a generator every day to have power there?
It does. You return to normal. It's different. It's certainly different. But that and the fences going up, you know, it was all of a sudden you can stop worrying about two things that you relied on. Yeah, it definitely did help. But, you know, it also, when the power line was removed, we suddenly thought, oh, that's sort of progress that we had for 40 years. It's actually just been removed. And then when we finally got power back on, that was a relief. But saying when the power lines were removed, you sort of felt a bit strange about it. Then after a week, you thought, gee, it looks good with no power lines around here. So, we enjoy it.
It's changed the landscape.
It has, yeah. The views are better.